Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So I wish to comment about Dr. Stella Creasy, who is a Labour MP for a London constituency and is surely the most loathsome parliamentarian at the moment. So Stella Creasy is known for being an outspoken advocate of violence against children. She's always demanding the mass murder of children. Got to be the most extreme hater of babies in the United Kingdom. Has really made a name for herself as the Jimmy Savile of abortion. Not that she's aborted one of her own children, so far as I know, but advocacy for this is guilty. You look at the Genocide Convention by Raphael Lemkin, and advocacy for genocide is one of the crimes which is enumerated there. We have this law, well, in England, which is most of the UK, saying that after 24 weeks, the baby has some sort of protection, but before 24 weeks is really just open season on these girls and boys. But the 24-week limit, the argument is they then reach viability. And if they're born at that stage, still very premature, but they sometimes survive. But because of advances in medical science, babies born at 20 weeks occasionally survive. So if anything, the legal time limit ought to be reduced. And Stella Creasy believes that these girls and boys should really have no rights at all. You should be able to kill them no matter what. To the moment they're supposed to be born, 40 weeks, some pregnancies go over to 41 weeks. It's a fully developed child that he or she should be ripped apart. And I've read some of the abortionist propaganda by the abortion industry, by Marie Stopes International and so forth. And so one of the, in the questions and answer sections, these mothers have the question there for them. Will my baby, sorry, fetus feel pain? And they say, well, no, because the whatever doctors, obstetricians, I'm not sure, neonatologists, whoever they are, gynecologists, would they deal with it, said they're not, the nervous system isn't fully developed. So it's partly developed, mostly developed. So they do feel pain. But anyway, no sympathy for them. And the illogicality and bigotry of this imbecilic and evil woman was on display when she was saying, well, why should there be any vote in Parliament about abortions? We don't vote on vasectomies. Well, actually, all medical care, including vasectomies, is regulated, is subject to law. But no, it's not a contentious topic. I've never heard of a single person who says they're opposed to them in principle. Well, what an imbecile this woman is. Right, she obviously doesn't know the fundamentals of her own language. The female equivalent of a vasectomy is a hysterectomy. That is removing a bit of the reproductive organs. Okay, it's usually the whole womb that gets a hysterectomy. And vasectomy will just... cutting and tying some tubes, so semen's not going to be ejaculated, or sperm's not going to be ejaculated, to be more accurate. You're not comparing like with like; it's a false comparison. But surely even she isn't quite that stupid. So I suppose it's rhetorical sleight of hand, and unfortunately some people are going to fall for that. But vasectomies don't kill people, do they? A vasectomy doesn't involve ripping off a baby's legs, does it? A vasectomy does not involve ripping off a baby's arms, does it? A vasectomy does not involve ripping off a baby's head, does it? A vasectomy does not involve injecting a baby with a substance which is going to cause cardiac arrest and therefore death, does it? A vasectomy does not asphyxiate a baby, does it? So what she is advocating is violence against children. Ripping off a baby's head is violent, isn't it? Ripping off a baby's limbs is violent, isn't it? Injecting a baby with a deadly poison is violent, isn't it? And asphyxiating a baby is violent, isn't it? How do these babies die, even at the embryonic stage? I suppose what kills them is asphyxiation because they need oxygen from their mothers, but that's cut off. And or you maybe it's nutrition. Well, I suppose it's the dearth of oxygen would kill them first before malnutrition. So that's her. Utterly shameless. She's hailed as a heroine because it's gallant to advocate for violence against the defenseless. Wow. Do these babies fight back? I mean, well, they might if they could. And the thing is, they can't run away either. So this is genocide. So Stella Creasy would have been extremely happy with the Holocaust so long as all the Jews were murdered in utero. And I refer you to human rights. She's trying to say that there's a right to murder. It's staggering. But no right to life? because we don't even execute serial killers and I don't support the death penalty. Why should we execute the most innocent members of our society? And she's all about the vulnerable. How about these babies? They're vulnerable to people like her. So she's coming for your children. So you're a woman, if you're pregnant, you might be cajoled or pressurized into it by your boyfriend or husband. If you're a man, it might be your child is in someone's uterus that might be killed. And that's because Stella Creasy wants it to happen. Oh, no, no, she's not pro-choice. She's pro-abortion. She's, which choice is she in favor of that I'm against? Now, I know the mother's going to die unless her baby is killed. And there I am being using the dysphemism there. Then, all right, let it be done. It's a horrific thing to do, but two deaths is even worse than one. So there are very exceptional cases, and people go from these and use the exception to try and overturn the generality, because really they want open season on these babies. Goodness. So it really is horrific, because obviously a baby in the womb, she or he is a separate individual from the mother. She or he has a mother and a father, and the mother of that baby is the mother. She or he in the womb has unique DNA. She or he has unique fingerprints, unique iris prints, and so forth, is a separate individual, which is why the baby can be killed and the mother can live, or occasionally even vice versa. The mother die, and they're very quick. They can get the baby out of her womb fast enough, and the baby will not die. So there's really no question that a baby is a separate individual from her or his mother, because a pregnant woman doesn't have four legs and four arms. It's because the other individual has them. So that's it. And really, she is the worst of the worst to make this really the most dangerous abortion law in the world. And obviously, women do die through legal abortions. Yes, it's not very common, but they do die through legal abortions. It's extremely dangerous to their physical health and obviously to their mental health. Can be mentally, psychologically scarred for life. I mean, I know a woman who had abortion decades ago and is conscience-stricken, is haunted to this day. Obviously, it is guilt-laden because of that. And people say, oh, no guilt, no shame. I mean, as though it's nothing to be ashamed of. Of course. I mean, the murder of a child is something to be ashamed of. Now, even if it's legal, surely that's legalized murder. And obviously, we can never ever bring that baby back. But what someone can do is expiate that felony by saving other children. And I'm not advocating for the incarceration of those who've murdered their children through abortion, because you know, they probably know the old Bert Brochard, what's it called? Nulla pena, nullum crimen sine lege. So at the time it was lawful and there's no retroactivity in any legal system. So this really is horrendous that it would be extended. And I remember when that bill was passed in 1967, this is thought to be very rare, but it's grown and grown and grown to 250,000 children murdered in the United Kingdom alone every single year. And of course, someone's bloodthirsty as Stella Creasy is far from satisfied. She wants it to be far, far more. 60 million children murdered every single year through abortion. 60 million. That is the Holocaust tenfold every single year. And she wants it to be far, far more. There is no limit to her bloodlust. You think of the hecatomb of corpses, of all the crushed skulls, of all those carcasses. And that's why people like her, oppressors, and they're conservatives as well as Labour people, liberal Democrats, liberal, think of that, liberal who want to take away our rights, who say, no, 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 you can't show people the reality of what abortion is, showing the image of a murdered child. We have on packets of cigarettes, cancerous lungs. That's what it does to you. That's a health warning. And abortion, well, that should be the very least we do to save these children. That is the reality. Face up to it. And these abortion propaganda leaflets saying, no, 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 you can't bring your child into the waiting room. I wonder why not. The other patients find it upsetting. I wonder why. Because this could be your baby in a few years, in a year. And this is the child you're murdering. So obviously some people have no conscience whatsoever, have no common decency, no common humanity. And I know women sometimes find themselves pregnant under very, very difficult circumstances and deserve a lot of sympathy and practical help and so on. But what someone does not deserve is to be killed in the womb. What is their crime? Why do babies deserve that? Why? What have they done to merit the cruelest punishment of all, which we don't inflict even on the most sadistic murderers? But anyway, that is Stella Creasy, and she may well get her way. Even if she doesn't get all her way, she'll get a lot of it. And obviously, the many Conservatives on her side, from Maggie Thatcher down, every Conservative leader has voted for the mass murder of children. Liberal Democrats, virtually all of them do. Tim Farron is the only one with a bit of common decency. The SNP, virtually all of them. Even Kate Forbes wouldn't advocate for a child's right to life, because obviously this is the breach of human rights, the grossest possible violation of the most fundamental human right, without which there are no other rights. It's a sine qua non of every single entitlement, the right to life. And you'll see it there in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to life. Everyone, right? Everyone is everyone. Anybody not understand the word everyone? Now, there are times when these rights are breached to protect other rights or whatever. The police have to kill people, or they're just wars or something like that. But I can't see a justification to kill this child unless, of course, it's to save the mother's life. What else is there? The European Convention of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to life. That's it. And then it has provisos, but there are exceptions when if you're repressing a riot or the police need to do this to save other lives and blah, blah, blah. But there's none of this for children. And it doesn't say everyone outside the womb in any of these. So a baby is born. Even someone as vicious as Stella Creasy would say you shouldn't murder that child. But if you move that baby a few centimetres up the birth canal, she'd say, fine, kill it. No problem. Anyway, it's a very, very sick society that we live in, sadly. Majority bigotry. Genocide is usually very popular with the community committing it, and they usually deny it. And in criminology, I learned this. This is what criminals do, is denial of harm. Oh, I'm not really harming anyone. Denial of victim. Oh, the victim doesn't count. That kind of thing. Appeal to higher loyalties. But we've got to do this because of my ideology or something like that. Or I have to have more money to spend on jewelry for me or something like that. So there we are. So thank you so much for watching my video. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, and make sure that we stop this. This is child protection. All right. This is a human rights issues. Human rights activists have got to be able to save babies. So prevent violence against children. Stop Stella. Goodbye.